And we are back here, and I got a lot of music left to go. This is our Halloween special here on Out of the Woods, like we do every year. And coming up this next set for you, we're going to have some Joni Mitchell in there. Plus, what else we got? Onto the second sheet here, I got to flip the page. Larry Sparks, oh, some more Bill Monroe. Oh, this is the set. Yeah, don't miss this set. We got the Country Gentleman coming up this set. One of my all-time favorite Halloween tunes. And it's going to be great. So, yeah, you don't want to go anywhere. Good stuff here. Okay, going to get right back to it now, though. Barb Ryman has a CD out. Came out very recently called Catch the Sunset. And we're going to hear one for you right now called Soldier's Daughter on Out of the Woods.
Hardly knew me, but I am your father. I got to know you while you were a toddler, climbing on my knee. You taught me how love could be so free. You are my daughter, and I was a soldier. I told you and your brother, who was older, that I'd be home again. But I never made it in. I was a casualty of an invisibly raging war. Cold War mission overseas, 6 months out, I long to be with your mother and you so. But my plane went down before I could return to you. I still saw you from another place, and I remember your beautiful face turning into stone. My baby girl all alone, and I wanted to hold you, I wanted to cry the thousands of tears that were locked behind your eyes. But I could not get through. Oh, my child, I love you. You were a refugee of an invisibly raging war. No arms to break your fall. Man standing tall, no daddy's name to call, just the photo on the wall. And I saw you withdraw from your friends at play when the conversations turned to fire. Thank you. was a war nobody saw, but a war just like them all, leaving names engraved in stone, sons and daughters all alone.
Joni Mitchell. Yeah, Joni Mitchell. I guess I didn't turn that off. Joni Mitchell there, going way back, and that's why I wanted to get on here, because I knew that would not be a good transition. But I guess we blew that one. Yes, going back to the Song to a Seagull album, and going way, way back. Nathan LaFreniere there. Barb Ryman with Soldier's Daughter, a couple of ghost songs there for you. And that's from her CD, Catch the Sunset. Chip Colkert here with you on Out of the Woods, with you every week. And we're about to go into our third hour of our Halloween episode of Out of the Woods. And like I mentioned a few minutes ago, we are going to have some country gentlemen in this set. And if you know what that means, you know it's a good ghost story. And I like to play it every year. And we're going to follow it up with the part two of that too, so stick around. But yes, a bit of a bluegrass set here for you. Going to start things off with Trisha Gagnon and Gagnon. Depends on where you're from, how you say that one. G-A-G-N-O-N. And from her CD, A Story About You and Me. This is The Legend of Ghost Rider on Out of the Woods.
own of a town and a curse. A promise born from greed proved to make things worse. When a man trades his honor for the blackest of coal, the devil writes his name and he forfeits his soul. There did live the daughter of a chief who vowed her hand to give. With the secret of the necklace she wore upon her breast, William Fernie deceived them both and brought a curse upon the rest. When the evening sun is setting on Mount Hosmer, a ghostly form appears there for all time to haunt this place, reminding those who live in Elk Valley below of price and consequence, and we reap what we sow. The ghost rider's shadow in plain view for all to know. Daughter, well, she would never be a bride. The man whose name was Fernie broke her trust and lied. In revenge, her father swore a curse that would stay upon the land. Famine, flood, and fire will strike with a heavy hand. When the evening sun on Mount Hosmer's rugged face, a ghostly form appears there for all time to haunt this place, reminding those who live in Elk Valley below of price and consequence, and we reap what we sow. The ghost rider's shadow in plain view for all. Disaster came and made its home in that coal mining town. Flood waters rose and fire scorched, and the mine it did come down. The town of Fernie cried out loud, with this curse how can we live? The Kootenai people heard their plea, and Fernie's wrongs they did forgive. When the evening sun is setting on Mount Hosmer's rugged face, a ghostly form appears there for all time to haunt this place, reminding those who live in Elk Valley below of price and consequence, and we reap what we sow. Ghost rider shadow in plain view for all to know. The ghost rider shadow in plain view for all to know.
Traveling down the interstate on a highway headed home, there stands abandoned farms and homesteads from the past. And I can see all the families that once lived in that place. They built their future strong, now they're gone without a trace. And the story of the houses are written in their windows, with no curtains and no lights left there to glow. And the dirt lane's all grown over, that ran just past the front porch. It don't matter, 'cause there's no one coming home. The farmer with his weathered hands once mended all the gates to keep the cattle from the garden spot, while his wife turned the tender soil on her bended knees. Now the grass grows tall and dances upon the summer breeze. And the story of the houses are written in their windows, with no curtains and no lights left there to glow. And the dirt lane's all grown over, that ran just past the front porch. It don't matter, 'cause there's no one coming home. The tractor sits behind the barn, now rusted from the rain. No fields to plow or harvest, all are gone. And the old stone walls that watched the land and guarded it for years, one night they closed their eyes and shed a final tear. And the story of the houses are written in their windows, with no curtains and no lights left there to glow. And the dirt lane's all grown over, that ran just past the front porch. It don't matter, 'cause there's no one coming home.
I was driving down a lonely road on dark and stormy night, when a little girl by the roadside showed up in my headlights. I stopped and she got in back and in a shaky tone.
She said, "My name is Mary, please won't you take me home?"
She must have been so frightened all alone there in the night. There was something strange about her, 'cause her face was deathly white. She sat so pale and quiet in the back seat all alone.
I never will forget that night I took Mary home.
I pulled into the driveway where she told me to go. Got out to help her from the car and opened up the door. But I just could not believe my eyes, 'cause the back seat was bare.
I looked all around the car, but Mary wasn't there.
A light shone from the porch, someone opened up the door. I asked about the little girl that I was looking for. Then the lady gently smiled and brushed a tear away.
She said, "It sure was nice of you to go out of your way."
But 13 years ago today, in a wreck just down the road, our darling Mary lost her life, and we miss her so. Oh, thank you for your trouble and the kindness you have shown.
You're the 13th one who's been here bringing Mary.
Of a friend who's passing on, he recalled the memories of his life and the years that have gone. I listened to each story, there was one I didn't know, an incident that happened some 40 years ago. As he sat there in the evening, he remembered long ago a little girl he saw one night standing by the road. He stopped his car to offer help. She seemed to be alone. She got into the car and asked if he would take her home. Fading, the memory remains of that chilly, ghostly evening while driving in the rain. It seems to bring him comfort as he's drawing near the end.
look of peace comes over him as if he sees a friend.
As the shadows fall across his face, there's a vision that he sees of a little girl all dressed in white who spoke so quietly. You gave me comfort years ago when I was so alone.
She said, "My name is Mary. I've come to take you home."
Two songs that really give me the chills every time I hear them, no matter how many times I hear them. Yeah, if you missed the lyrics on those two, go back and listen real closely, starting with Bringing Mary Home from the Country Gentleman there. Oh, such a great classic ghost song, if there ever was one. Gotta love that stuff. Taking that one from a new compilation, all John Duffy stuff, called The Rebel Years, 1962 to 1977. And, of course, he wrote that and sang the lead vocals, and followed it up with The Seldom Seen, also John on that as well, and I've Come to Take You Home, which wraps up the story there of Mary and all that good stuff. What a great pairing. I play that those back-to-back every year during the Halloween show here on Out of the Woods. Also for you, Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. We heard Legend of the Blue Ridge Mountains, another ghostly girl running around in that one for you. Larry Sparks, we heard Ghost Stories from his album Special Delivery, and started the set off there, Trisha Gagnon and The Legend of the Ghost Rider from her CD, A Story About You and Me.